Members of the super committee say negotiations have failed. Maybe the biggest surprise is that no one is surprised. Just the right size to fail. It's Monday, November 21st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
So 12, not too big to fail.
That's correct. Just the right size. Members of the super committee admit there's very little chance they'll reach a deal on the deficit by Wednesday. And police in New York have arrested a lone wolf on terrorist charges. But what are you talking about? Still, the continuing protests by Occupy Wall Street.
Greg Brown out of Oklahoma City. I think this thing's going to grow in people's minds as they see more people out there struggling from all tracks of life, and it's going to be a decisive issue in the upcoming elections.
Give us your views. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's get right to the headlines this morning. It appears, as we said, time has come and gone for the Congressional Super Committee. Not so super. They haven't reached a compromise on how to cut the deficit. Talks are near failure, they say. That means automatic spending cuts of $1.2 trillion will kick in beginning in 2013. The committee's self-imposed deadline for an agreement is Wednesday. But political analysts say a deal must be approved today for it to be in time to reach the president's desk. Authorities in New York say they foiled a terrorist plot by an American citizen who sympathized with Al-Qaeda. 27-year-old Jose Pimentel was arrested over the weekend after being under police surveillance for more than 2 years. New York's mayor announced the arrest.
The suspect was a so-called lone wolf. Motivated by his own resentment of the presence of American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, he was not part of a larger conspiracy emanating from abroad.
Pimentel is charged with an array of terrorism-related offenses, including plotting to set off a bomb inside New York City.
Meanwhile, in Egypt's largest city, the sound there on the streets of Cairo, where it's been a third day of deadly clashes between protesters and government forces. As many as 3,000 demonstrators are gathering in Cairo's Tahrir Square. They say the country's ruling military powers have not acted quickly enough in transitioning the country to an elected civilian government. The country's health ministry says 20 people have been killed and hundreds wounded in the violence since yesterday. Elections are coming up in the country. A silver lining to a cloud of economic gloom this morning. Forecasters say the U.S. economy will grow at a lackluster pace next year, but we're expected to avoid another recession. Economists with the National Association for Business Economics predict the economy will grow 2.4% in 2012, up from the 1.8% for all of this year. Busy day on the gridiron yesterday, including an upset late in the game as Philadelphia knocked down the New York Giants 17-10. That was a frustrating game. Lots of big news in the NFC North Division, however. Detroit scored 49 points in a win over Carolina, and Green Bay remains undefeated. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures for Wall Street are way down. The Dow gets underway at 11,796. The S&P opens at 1,215. It will test that 1,200 support level right at the outset of trading this morning. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,572.
You know, Thanksgiving isn't always traditional for everyone, and we're wondering how you and your family make Thanksgiving your own. How do you break tradition? Maybe a curry turkey, roasted fish. A listener in South Florida writes this to us. We're spending Thanksgiving on an island in the Keys where we live. Along with turkey and all the fixings, we'll enjoy lobster and fish caught that day.
I know some people who do lobster every year.
Really? For Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. No turkey, just lobster.
877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us how you break tradition on Thanksgiving and add to our sort of potluck here. First, though,
we thought maybe there could be some common ground.
Democrats have made some really tough decisions.
We're not going to tax our way out of this.
It will be breaking faith with the American people if we do not reach some agreement.
Some of the voices from the Congressional Super Committee there. The Congressional Super Committee says that they're pretty much not going to make their deadline. Does that mean breaking faith with the American people? Get this conversation started with us. Are you surprised? Really? Maybe it's cynical, but we're wondering if anyone thought they were actually going to reach a deal before Thanksgiving.
The dog ate their homework.
Did you think they were going to reach it?
No, they've got all kinds of excuses.
Yeah, it's 877-8-MY-TAKE. D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillinger is going to join us in just a few minutes. Maybe he's surprised. Doubtful, but maybe.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.